The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is The Grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Rise and shine, sunshine. Great morning, everybody. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we have unscripted conversation, man. I'm fired up and excited this morning about the show, and I hope you guys are too. Thank you for joining me live on The Grind this morning. Guys, get prepared to call in. If you want to call in and have your opinion, voice 678-744-6188. It's your turn. You do have something to say. It's up to you whether or not you say it, guys. We hear things like rise and fighting. We get pumped up, fired up, and excited, guys. We want to go out and conquer the world. And we also tell God, we say, you know what? Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart. But when you tell him to speak to your heart, you're listening for an audible voice. And it's not an audible voice. You're asking him to speak to your heart. There are no words. It's a feeling. What's the feeling you're getting today? What are the things that you want to get accomplished today? What's your feelings of inadequacy? How are you feeling and what are you feeling overwhelmed about? Guys, give it all to God. Guys, I'm telling you right now, ask him to speak to your heart and get the feeling that you need to move forward. Guys, come on. I'm gonna get you guys something here in a moment. We're gonna talk about some stuff that's gonna blow your mind. We're gonna get a little deep this morning, all right? So guys, come on, hang in with me. Tell somebody to jump on the grind this morning, all right? Come on, let's roll.
I'm
keep on talking to me. God, keep on talking to me. Man, again, welcome to all of you that are just joining the grind. You're a little late, but better late than never. You know, God bless you. But guys, look, we want to jump into something this morning. I want to play a few more songs to you guys, but at the same time, man, I got a quick word for you about a few things. And I want to say, reel yourself back in. I know you get excited when you hear music. And I love that song by Donnie McClurkin. That's a little tongue twister. I love that song, man, because, you know, a lot of people hear it and they're saying, you know, speak to my heart, speak to my heart, speak to my heart. And when God speaks to your heart, you don't hear him and you don't hear anything audible. But it's not about what you hear. It's about what you feel. When you feel the right thing, then do you actually do it? When you get the urge, do you actually do it? You know, somebody sent me something the other day, and, you know, this gentleman sent it to me and he said, you know, it was somebody, do you still listen to the voice, you know, of God? And as I said, it's not an audible voice, but do you still listen to it? Do you still follow the urges, the feelings that you get? And a lot of people don't. And the funny thing is, they don't know if it's God or not. But one good way to gauge, you know, it'll make you feel good. And for me, I get goosebumps when I get something that's really good, something that I know is from God. I'll get some goosebumps, and that's my confirmation. I'm not saying that's your confirmation, but that's my confirmation. You know, and that's not always an etched in stone, you know, knockdown, drag out confirmation. It may be sometimes I may not get the goosebumps, and that's just when it's really good. And I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be good. You start to rub your hands together, you know. But when you get that confirmation, do you listen to what God is telling you to do, or do you tarry? Do you miss the moment? Do you miss the opportunity? Do you miss the now part of it? Do you miss the now part of it? And you just kind of move on and say, I don't know what that was, but I'm just going to keep on going. You know, I shouldn't do that. But when he sent me this, it was simply God speaking to a gentleman, telling him to go grab some milk. And he didn't say, I said, God, why am I grabbing milk? And I don't need any milk, but you know what? I could use the milk. So he grabbed the milk. He told him to turn down the street. He didn't. He felt guilty. He turned back, went down the street, went to a house. He said, go in, knock on the door. He said, no, lights are out. He knocked on the door. The guy came to the door. And he handed him the gallon of milk. The guy looked mad. He took the milk, took it back downstairs. And his wife came back up running with milk. And the baby needed the milk. And said, I was just praying for God to send me, teach me, show me how I'm going to actually get some milk for my baby, because we don't have any money, basically. And God said, told him to go and bring the milk. But at the end of the day, they were praying for an angel to bring some milk. And the lady said, are you an angel? And so the question is, do you still listen to the voice of God? I thought that was very interesting. It was the second time I've heard it, but very, very powerful. But I just wanted to share that, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, when God speaks to you, you know, sit back and listen. Sit back and listen. But, you know, I want to say to you guys that time is an amazing thing. And one of the things that I know for a fact is when you start something early, then you're going to get early results. So I love to say now that 2018 starts now and you're in 2017. We all, in a lot of cases, sit back and wait for 2018 to get here. And then we make our New Year's resolutions and we start doing all of the things that we say we're going to do in January. Why not now? Why not now? Why not just start and get a jump on everything? Why not? Because your today actually determines your tomorrow. So if your today determines your tomorrow, then why are you waiting until 2018? So now we're in 2017, the last quarter. As a matter of fact, we're in the last 2 months. And you guys know how Thanksgiving and Christmas goes. Man, it's going to be a blur. And you're going to be spent all of that money. And you're not going to know exactly where it went. And you're going to be regretting that you spent the money, and you're going to start out the year broke, and you ate all of the cake and all of the fattening foods. Yeah, I said fattening. You ate all the fattening foods, and now you're feeling terrible because your body is all jacked up on the inside, and now you're trying to figure out how you're going to get it all out of there, and you just, woe is me. So you start a New Year's resolution, and you know how that works. When you start the resolution, you go to the gym for about a week, maybe a couple of days out of the week, and then you say, ah, man, I got other things to do with my time. You say you're going to do this, you say you're going to do that, and you don't do any of it. And by the second week in January, some people the first week, they're all the way back to where they were already. They're back to where they were and the last quarter of 2018. And we all know that if you're going to get some different results, then you're going to have to give some different activity. And we're not willing to do that in a lot of cases. And when we do, it creates something called challenge. And here's what I say. I always say don't be an overthinker, be an outthinker. Outthinker, outthink yourself, right? Outthink your challenges. You know, outthink the challenges that come in your life. Outthink you. Outthink self, right? The key is to create more challenges than you really run into, right? And that wasn't even what I wanted to talk about today, but it's good. The key is to create more challenges than you run into. So that means it goes back to what we always talk about when we talk about controlling the controls, and control as many aspects of your life as you can until you control it all. And there's going to be that small percentage of things that you can't control, things that happen from the outside coming in. But if the inside is strong enough, right? If the inside is strong enough, if that core nucleus has that outer shell on it that no one can penetrate unless you let them penetrate it, then guess what? It doesn't really matter what happens on the outside. All that matters is whether or not you let it in on the inside, because you're protecting the inside. So I want to talk about vision today, because I believe vision is so important. And for some of you guys, you saw the post that said, you know, who says you can't be in two places at one time? You know, I believe in double vision. You know, a lot of people say you can't be here and you can't be there. You know, I believe that you should have double vision at all times. Now, a lot of us, we think about double vision. We're like, well, I remember that time I got drunk and I started seeing things in pairs. Now, I got to tell you, I've done some things in my life and drank and gotten what they call messed up. But man, I've never gotten that messed up to where I saw two of everything. But that's what you see on TV. I don't know if there's somebody that's ever saw, if somebody has ever saw two when they got really messed up, man. You know, call me up and let me know. Text me 678-744-6188 and let me know that, you know what, I got so messed up one time that I saw double. But I don't get messed up like that anymore because I pray God, you know. Goodness, man. But anyway, double vision is great. You know, double vision, you know, focus on both here and there. That's how you have double vision. So I like to say grind here and live there. Become here and be there. Let me say that again, because that's good. You guys need to write that down if you have pen and paper, right? So grind here and live there. Become who you're going to become here. This is where you start your process of becoming. And you be who you're going to be there until you get there. Right. So you can live in two places at one time. You can have vision here to grind, and you can have vision there to be where you really want to be. So in your mind, you're there. So think about that thing that you want to be. Think about that thing that you want to do, and think about the goals that it's going to take for you to achieve to get there. Right. If you think about that and you've given yourself that hard start, you've given yourself that hard middle, and you've given yourself that end point. This is the sweet end, the hard, and the sweetness, right? So the hard start is me. I'm going to start right now. Right now. I'm not going to wait until 2018. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to wait till I wake up in the morning. I'm going to start right now, right? There's no other way right now, right? N-O-W, no other way except for me to start right now, right? So when you're sitting there and you're saying, I'm ready to do this thing, don't put it off. Because it's not about procrastination. It's about the now, and it's not about procrastination, because procrastination is procrastination, but I believe it's just a lack of focus. It's a lack of you saying that this is important enough for me to do it. And when you start saying that your life, your goals, your vision, your endpoint is not important enough for you to start N-O-W, then it's time for you to not stand in the mirror and look, but it's time for you to get a chair and sit in front of the mirror and look at yourself. Notice everything about yourself. Analyze yourself. Outthink yourself. Figure out exactly, you know what? What about me is holding me back, right? What about me is stopping me from becoming who I want to be? What about me is stopping me from becoming and getting where I want to be? Because, guys, I'm a firm believer that, you know what, if it's been done before, I can do it. And if it hasn't been done before, then I can be the first person to do it. That's how I am. And if you don't think that way about yourself, then there may be a small portion of your life and the thing that's playing, you know, into your demise is called a low self-esteem. And your self-esteem has to be higher than anything else. I mean, your self-esteem has, you have to regard yourself in such high esteem. I'm not saying be arrogant, but it's funny because I heard, you know, I was listening to an audio the other day, and guys, those of you who know me, I know books are books. I'll pick up a book and I read a book. Sometimes that, but if you put that book on audio and I get it, I can see it on audio, man, I'm going to listen to that thing, right? So I like to listen to books. You know, we all learn different ways. I'm audible, right? So, and I learn well by doing as well. But, you know, when I was listening to an audio, and it's funny because the things that the guy was talking about, when he was talking about being where you are right now and becoming, you know, what you need to become and to be what you need to be. It's the road that you're taking to get there that absolutely matters. What path are you on? And when I'm listening to this, you know, most people don't even want to spend time with themselves. They don't want to They listen to loud music all the time. They have to be around people all the time. They have to be constantly doing something all the time to take their mind off of where they really are. And here's another thing that people do all the time. I know because I've been there. People will drink. When you drink, that takes you out of your reality. It allows you to escape from where you really are, because there's something that has happened in your reality that you don't like and you don't control it. So if you don't control it, then you can't fix it. So therefore you just want to escape it. So we drink, and we've heard people don't drink to get drunk. People drink to escape reality. They don't like who they are. People can't spend time with themselves because they look in the mirror and they're disgusted about who they become. And they don't have the propensity to fix it. They don't know how. They don't understand that there is no magical formula. You just got to start. And this is crazy because a lot of this isn't what I want to talk about today, but maybe somebody needs it. You know, a lot of it is that you just got to start. You just got to figure out what is it that I need to do to just start. If it's an aspect of my life that I'm not liking right now, then what do I need to do to start fixing it? If I talk too much, then maybe I just got to talk less. There's no magical formula. There's no shrink that you go to. There's no you go get hypnotized so you don't talk as much. You just got to start. And that's the only way I know to control the controls. And guess what? People around you, they're not going to understand everything that you do, right? So don't worry about that. Just start doing what you do because you know what your goals are. You know what you're becoming. You know how you need to do it. You just got to have that self-esteem enough to actually do it and sit in the mirror, not stand in the mirror, guys, because you may get tired. It may take you some time. So sit there and look at yourself and go from the mental to the physical. I don't like this. I don't like that. This is what I need to do to fix this. And get into your own little world. Get into your own world. I'm going to tell you guys, you know, somebody said, you know, if someone asked me once in the gym, they said, how do you focus, you know, when you're in here? And I said, I just pretend I'm the only person in here. And I start working. Now, I'm no world-class bodybuilder. You know, I'm a novice by any definition. There's nothing world-class about me when it comes to lifting weights. But at the end of the day, wherever I do, I focus on it. And I'm the only person in the room. So when I'm there, I don't get the shiny ball syndrome. I'm not looking around at everybody else's gains. I'm not worrying about how somebody else looks. I'm worrying about focusing on how I look. So therefore, I don't throw weight on the bar that I know I can't do. I throw weight on the bar that I know is going to challenge me just enough so that I can grow. I don't want to get stuck and look crazy. So I just do what I do. And you focus on where you are at that moment and you start to change the little things. You work on your form. You work on your approach. You work on every little thing about yourself. and you grind in the dark. And when they turn the lights on, it won't be a surprise to you. Your eyes won't even hurt. It's just natural. You grow yourself in the dark, guys, while nobody else is watching. And when the lights come on, you'll just automatically, it's second nature, you'll just perform. But you got to fix that self-esteem thing first. You got to love yourself. You got to know that you are worth it. You got to know that you're more than enough. You got to know that you're worthy of whatever it is that you want. Nobody else is any different than you. I don't care what your deficiency. I don't care what your deformity. I don't care what your mental state is. It's something that you have to tell yourself. You know what? I can fix this. Because the way it got broken in the first place is that you lost control. You lost control. And when you regain control back, now things start to turn around in your life. Is it going to be easy? Man, nobody said it was going to be easy, but it will be absolutely worth it, right? It'll be worth it. So I tell you right now, guys, there are 86,400 seconds in a day, right? 86,400 seconds in a day. So that means if there are 86,400 seconds in a day, guys, then that means that there's 1,440 minutes in a day. What are you doing to maximize your time here on Earth? Are you in maximum overdrive? Are you maximizing your time? Right? What are you doing? So we talk about, you know, becoming, you know, you have to become it before you can be it. Because becoming is constant. It's that thing. It's that change. That's constant. It's constant change, and being is arrival. It's transcendence. It's absolute. Once you're becoming, your becoming is that constant movement. It's where you ebb. It's where you flow. It's where you grow. Now, you be. Being is arrival, right? So you're in maximum overdrive. You're maximizing your time. If you got an 8-hour day to do what you need to do, and you're only capitalizing on 6 of those hours, then you shorten yourself by 2 hours. When you compound that by every single week, you're missing out on 14 hours that you could be great, that you could be growing, that you could be building yourself into somebody that you know that you want to become. But we sleep. We don't rise and grind. We rise and whine. Man, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. If it doesn't affect you, rise above it. If it does affect you, control the aspect of it that it affects. Where it affects you, control that aspect, because you can't control anything else. Affect what you can in it and try to help out as much as you can. But man, if you've done all you can do, just stand, move up, rise up, and get out of the situation. As there's so many things that we control in our lives that we no longer realize we control. But we've allowed other situations and other people to start controlling what we do, what we say, how we think, when we do something, how we do it. And all it is control. It's controlling our lives to a point where you will never be the main character in your own life. Never. Because you're not controlling anything. Or you can look through the window and you can see the controls, but you can't touch them. You want to be in the room with the controls, pushing the buttons, making sure that you are growing. You're the person actually growing in this relationship. So the relationship is between you and yourself. Right. So be able to outthink, not overthink. Right. Outthink yourself. Outthink the situation. Outthink the challenge. So we all know that you can have more than you get because you can become more than you are right now. You can have more than you get because you can become more than what you are. That's the great thing about humans. We can become anything we want to become. But if you just remain who you are, you always have what you got right now. And a lot of us look at that and we're like, man, I'm good where I am because you've settled. You've settled. If you have everything you want and you're good, all of your goals are met, you're good. Hey, man, hey, you did it. You did it. You're there. But this is that time when you really sit in the mirror, not stand, but you sit and you say, am I really where I want to be? Am I really doing what I want to do? Am I really using this? Am I utilizing the vehicle that I have to get where I need to be, or do I need to switch vehicles? Is it the vehicle that's messed up, or am I not pressing the gas hard enough? Am I not driving this thing the right way? What do I need to do? How do I need to drive? You can't jump, you know, in a sports car. My FA told me, he said, there's going to come a time when you're going to want to go out and you're going to want to buy a car that is way beyond your driving ability. So a car like a Lamborghini, he said, you know, you're going to buy one day, you're going to jump out and you're going to want to buy a Lamborghini. And I said, I used to want to buy a Lamborghini, but I really don't have that urge anymore. He said, but you know, will it just take any, you know, any other sport car that you really want to buy, you know, that's geared for high performance. He said, you're going to want to, you want to go out and buy that, but you, before you buy it, you're going to want to know how to actually drive it. You got to know how to actually drive it. So are you learning how to actually drive the vehicle? Do you know how to drive the vehicle? There's buttons that you should push to do this and buttons that do that. But you're just pushing buttons because you're trying to see it, what works best. And at the same time, time is tick-tocking because you're not following the original design to actually drive the vehicle that you're in, right? So this is all about your life and maximizing your time. And the beautiful thing about time is that it waits for no person. It can be your best friend or it can be your worst enemy. Direction definitely determines your destination. So if you're driving the right vehicle, what direction are you going? If your life is not going the way you want it to go right now, a little change in direction, you can create a brand new destination. It's just as simple as that. Just a little turn of the wheel. But a lot of us don't realize that we have that type of power in our lives because we don't have that power anymore. We've given it away. But I'm submitting to you this morning on the grind, guys. Take that power back. Take it back and figure out, okay, I know that I can drive this car. I know that I can drive this vehicle. I'm just going to have to focus on my destination and how I'm going to get there. Focus. Follow one course until successful. Guys, it's not rocket science. It's been done before time and time again. That's how people that are successful become successful. They focus. I don't care what it is, however they get what they got, good or bad, they got it because they focused on it, right? If you're getting in your dream car forget your dream car, and you're driving down the highway and you haven't buckled up your seatbelt, then what does that mean? What does that say about you? That says that you're living in a fantasy world. That means you don't even think that when you're driving your car that there can be anything that goes wrong while you're driving that car. I don't care what the car is. I don't care how nice it is. I don't care how much of a hoopty it is. It doesn't matter. I don't care how many safety reviews it got. You can't control what happens from the outside. So buckle your seatbelt up, focus, and follow that one course until successful. But when you have all of the parameters in place, then guess what? Nobody can shake you. When you know that you know that you know, your self-esteem is there, you're growing, and you're feeling good about where you are. You're saying, God, speak to my heart. I'm on the right path. I know where I'm going now. I feel good about myself. Now those sit-downs in the mirror can now become stand-ups. And now those stand-ups in the mirror can now become glances. Yep, I'm good. I'm good. Let me fix this here. Boom, I'm gone. Guys, it's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's just you have to realize that it's not. And people want to complicate it, and they want to make it appear to be complicated, but it's not complicated. See, I'm here to bridge the gap for you this morning because I want you guys to understand what you're capable of. And I want to say, what a great time to start. What a great time to start. Even your new year right now. The new year right now. Go get your hats. Go get your whistle blow, whatever the things you use. Go get your confetti and have a party in your house right now. Happy New Year and be in your 2018 right now. We talk about running ahead and getting ahead of the vision. We talk about understanding and seeing things down the road before they happen, but we don't put forth the action to do it. We don't have the mental state to do it because we're too busy living in the now. What a great time to start your climb to greatness. What a great time to create that hard point in your life that I'm going to start NOW, no other way, now. I'm going to start right now. What a great time. When will you start? When is that hard point? When is that middle point? That middle point is that point you say, well, you know what? If today is November 14th, 2017, by February 14th of 2018, I'm going to be here. It's hard point. Now you've got something to work toward. Yeah, there's a lot of goals in between that you're going to have to meet, smaller goals, but you're giving yourself a hard start and you're giving yourself a hard middle. And now you have something to work with. Now you went from sitting to standing. Now you're glancing. Now you understand that you're on the right road. There's no greater feeling than knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, controlling your controls. It's that little word, that four-letter word called free. You're free. And when you're free, guys, that creates freedom. That means you're free from domination, right? So what a great time. It's not the time you have, guys. It really is. It's not the time you have. It's how you use the time you have, right? Be in the moment, but be in the future. See, that's what I mean. You can be here, but you need to live in your future. You need to keep that picture, that visual in front of you that you see what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you, I see it all. I see it all. But I have to hold some of it because it's my vision. It's my vision, and not everybody's going to understand my vision. I don't expect them to. And guess what? Here's the most important part. They don't have to, not for me to achieve it. Because I know that when I'm on the right path, that means sometimes you have to get on the right road to meet the right people. Because the people that you, maybe the people you're around right now aren't the people that are going to help you move to your next phase in life. But you can't see that because you're so attached. Be attached to nothing, but open to everything. Be attached to nothing, but open to everything. So what does that mean? That doesn't mean you have a lack of love. That doesn't mean you have a lack of loyalty. That just means that you understand that you purge from level to level. That just means that everybody that's supposed to get you from point A to point B is not with you right now. And that's okay. It's okay. And it's not that you don't know that. It's that a lot of people aren't willing to take the hit to deploy it. Because they're too concerned about how other people view them. They're too concerned about what people are going to think. They're overthinking instead of outthinking. Outthink your situation. Outthink the level of control that is on your life right now. Take it back, right? Take it back. You have to be able to project. You have to be able to project. Your mental has to be where you want to be while maximizing your current opportunity. So that mental, that picture, man, it's like you see that picture in front of you and you can't see that picture anywhere else. You've got peripheral vision to thwart those attacks, but you can't see that picture anywhere else. So why do we keep turning our head left and right? Shiny ball syndrome. Oh, I like his life. Oh, I like her life. Oh, my gosh, I want to be just like that. I want to get that. I want that house. I want that car. Oh, my gosh, I want that money. I love the way her hair is. I love this. I love that. And you're trying to emulate and you're trying to design yourself to be exactly like somebody else when God created you to be exactly who you're supposed to be. But you don't know that because you keep taking your head and turning it left and right. You keep taking your eye off the prize. I call that shiny ball syndrome. Guys, that works in every aspect of your life, business and personal. You cannot take your eye off the prize. When you take your eye off the prize, then that means you fall for every shiny ball that someone rolls your way. And when somebody finds out that you will fall for shiny balls, then they just keep throwing shiny balls because that allows them the time to get in front of you and that allows them the time to start to control your controls. Don't have shiny ball syndrome, right? You got to be able to project your mental to where you want to be while maximizing your current opportunity. You have to see the finished product in the future and grind to make it happen in the present. Grind to make it happen in the present. The definition of grinding, ladies and gentlemen, is when two things grind together from so much friction, it grinds hard together and you hear it. It's like gears grinding. It's not good. Your granddad you used to tell you, know, your dad, you don't grind the gears. You know, stick shifts are kind of a thing in the past now. You know, you don't really have the stick shifts that you have now. You can just flip the paddles now and you're going. There's no shifting of the gears. And it's hard to find a manual shift car these days unless it's really old, you special order it, right? But those gears grind. When those gears are grinding, man, that's telling you, you know, man, it's hard in there. Something's happening. Things are nitty gritty in there. You may need a little oil in that thing, but that's okay. Oil it and keep grinding. But you grind now. You grind in the present, right? And you see the finished product in the future. The grind is exclusive to your goals. So create your own goals. Stop allowing other people to create your goals for you. Your goals should be relevant to what you want to achieve, what you want to achieve. This is your life. So, man, you have the ability to custom fit your life to be what you want it to be. And there are no limits. When you put limits on yourself, that means you're saying, you know what, this is as far as I can go. I got disgusted. So now I'm going to settle right here in this little groove, man. There are no limits. The only limits that you have in life are the limits that you put on yourself, right? But don't expect everybody to understand what you do, guys, but expect everybody to respect what you do. Respect your grind. Create the situation you want, guys, and mold them to feed your goals. Mold your situations. Create the situations. Successful people, they don't wait for those situations. And we heard Earl Nightingale that said, how do you get on in this world? It says, you know, successful people don't wait for situations to present themselves or to be created. They go out and they create the situation that they want. And by creating that situation, it ain't sexy, guys. It's not cute. It's not. You're not gonna be the popular person in the room. You're not gonna be the norm. And when people don't know something, when people don't understand something, when people don't see the same picture that you see, they're gonna automatically think something's wrong with it. But I'm here to tell you guys on the ground this morning that that's okay. We're supposed to be a little odd. In order for you to be number one, you have to be odd. Because everybody else is normal. Everybody else has the red sweater on. You want to have the green sweater on. You want to have the green sweater on so you look different. You got to be odd. People got to think you're a little crazy. You got to think you're a little off. People got to think you're a little too dedicated. People got to think that you're a little too passionate about what you do. So create that situation and mold it to feed your own goals. Guys, as a human being, we've been given that ability to transform into anything that we want to be. But we get stuck trying to figure it out because it may not fit the mold. What mold? What mold are you trying to fit it into? And if it's not your mold, it's not the right mold. You're trying to fit it into someone else's mold? That square block don't go in a round circle, right? So break the mold and create a new one that you like, a new mold that works for you. There's so many minimizing experiences that guys, you're going to be faced with in your life. And it really takes two things, courage and commitment, to really push through. Because when those minimizing experiences come, if you don't have that courage and the commitment to push through it and to not worry about it, you know what, guys, it's okay that you don't understand it. I get it. No problem. This is my life. I'm not expecting you to buy into my life. God said that he would send me those people. God says where he leads, he will provide. So I'm waiting on him to send me those people. We always say that your perception is your reality. I'm looking for people that have like-minded perception. I need people that have my perception. That way we can have the same reality. We can go down the same road and we can help one another achieve our goals. I'm not judging your goal. You're not judging my goal, but we're moving forward. And your perception and my perception line up. And we're good. I can't perceive one thing and you perceive it another way. We're going to take it two different ways and we're going to do two different things, right? Come on, guys. So as humans, guys, we're awesome. I'm telling you. Here's what I ask. Last thing I'm going to give you guys. I'm going to tell you right now. This is the three-letter word that I always throw at something when I know there's something that I'm being led to do, and because there's always going to be people that tell you you can't do something, right? So it's, for me, it's a three-letter question. I ask over and over again. I ask it every time someone tells me that I can't do something. I simply say, why? W-H-Y. Why? And they'll give you an answer. And then if there's, you know, if it doesn't sit well with you, say why? Say, just keep asking that question. Why? Well, you can't do that because this, because such and such said, you said you can't. Why? And then they'll give you another answer. Why? Either one of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to find a spot in that when that you get the answer that means something to you, that makes sense to you, because it has to make sense to you, right? Either you're going to find that spot either that person is going to get mad at you and they're going to stop wanting you to stop asking why, and they're going to leave you alone. Because this is what happens. Typically, a person is telling you you can't do something because they fit themselves into a mold and they've limited themselves. So now the only thing they know to do is limit you. It's not their fault. It's just what they, it's just who they are at that moment. That's all they know. So maybe their life has a few more limits on it than yours has. And it's that specific thing that you're doing right now that maybe they don't really understand. So when a person doesn't understand something, the natural instinct typically is to condemn it. So if you know that you're on the right road, if you know that everything is intact, you've got your self-esteem going, guys, you've got your vision, you've got your hard points, you're starting N-O-W, no other way than to start, but now you're starting your 2018 right now, you keep the vision in mind, guys, you sat in front of the mirror, you've stood in front of the mirror, now you're glancing to make sure that everything is straight, I'm good, wow, awesome. You become unstoppable. So why would you allow someone else to put limits on your life? Live the life that you were created to live, and that life is most certainly a limitless life. So why? You just keep asking until you get the why that feels good to you, until you get the answer to that why that feels right. And when we say speak to my heart, then really, really sit back and see how it makes you feel. How does it make me feel? See, we always talk about emotions. Misguided emotions are the problem. Emotions are great. Emotions are great, but when you over deploy them or under deploy them or misguide those emotions toward the wrong person, thing, or place, whatever it is, when you misguide those emotions, guys, is when a problem comes into place, right? So ask until you get something, and if you don't get anything, then it doesn't matter at that point. You keep moving forward. So, guys, I'm going to tell you, you know, my 2018 started, you know, a while ago, because I look way in the future, and you know, I have goals for, you know, for the entire year of 2018 already. I'm not waiting till January to start my New Year's resolutions. Every year to me in 2017, I'm thinking about 2018. Yeah, you know, you learn from your mistakes every single day, every single situation, you learn from your mistakes. And you don't let anybody else control your controls. So, guys, I want to play this quick song for you guys right quick and doing it. Then we'll come back real quick and end the show. But I want you guys to know that I talk about the hard point in the middle. And that hard point in the middle is there for a reason. Because there's going to be some hard points in the middle. That's that quitting point. That's when you know at that point, I feel like, I think I'm going to quit. This is too much. But I want you to know that God is right there in the middle waiting on you. All you have to do is get there. Just get there, all right?
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I guess, for you. Sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there in the middle. Oh, when you cry, times I'm question your faith. Oh, don't give up.
tried to take your hope away. I was there when you didn't know you right from wrong. Yeah, I was there when your friends walked out on you. I was there when you didn't know what to do. Yeah, when you searched and found all of your family was gone. When you couldn't see your night from day. Oh,
through some things this morning today, man, as a whole. You dread some things, but all you got to do is get to the middle, guys. Get through, push through, and God will be there to see you guys through. But you have to, first of all, deploy everything that I just talked about. There has to be some self-esteem. There has to be some commitment. There has to be, you know, you outthinking every situation that you're in, because it's not the situation that happens, guys. It's what you do with the situation that really, really matters, right? Really what you do with it. So guys, I'm telling you right now, some of you may think that things are just really, really dim. And I'm here to tell you right now that there's a reason why things are appearing the way that they appear right now. And I only speak to you guys, you know, through practical applications to where I've been, where I've gone, and where I am. And I only tell you what I absolutely know. I never tell you guys what I think, but I'm here to tell you there's something that's happening in your life right now that is significant, and there's a part of you that needs to push through it. And if you get to the point to where you feel you can't go any further, then you got to realize that you're close, man. You're close. And when you get close to it, the enemy knows that you're close to it. So the last thing they want you to do is to break through it. So guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Tell somebody about The Grind. Help somebody bridge some gaps, guys. Love you guys. Until next time, God bless.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than. Let me know, I must be close. I I'll go through it. I just believe I must be close to it. So close to it. Oh, so close to it.
As long as you're with me, I'll get through it.
I'm gonna get through it.
I'll get through it.
It may be hard to find, but you made me a promise. Anticipating.